Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Line Ministries. It's been a few weeks. We've taken a little break, and for those of you who have anticipated and look forward to new shows, we apologize, but we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. I think that's opened up a lot of doors for some conversation about how life can just beat you down sometimes. And but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer, and then we'll get to the show. Father, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to come together again. Father, I just want to ask your forgiveness for selfishness, for letting the world get to me and not keeping my eyes on you. And I want to thank you for the friends and loved ones around me who were there, who supported, who reached out. Father, bless this call, bless this radio show tonight. Father, I just ask your Holy Spirit would just speak through me, that we would get a lot out of the show tonight, so that we can continue into this new year with a new, renewed mindset. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Again, like I said, we've taken a few weeks off, and I want to just say thank you. This has been very interesting, how this has played out. But at the end of the day, we took a ministry that was ministering at least four times a week. And when I had reached a point where I had felt like I had enough and everything was getting to me and I felt like I wasn't making a difference and just all those things that human beings go through, because pastors are human beings too. At the end of the day, there was one phone call from one person, and it was from Hip Hop National Radio, the individuals that are behind the scenes with Hip Hop National and do so much each week to work for their ministry and to reach out to the people and try to help people through the music industry. It was Hip Hop National that reached out to me. Out of all the people that we've ministered to over the past year, and it's been a good many, Hip Hop National reached out and had a good long conversation, and they let me know how much they appreciated what I was doing, that they had received inspiration from these Sunday night shows, and that meant the world. So with that said, thank you to Hip Hop National, and just that one phone call was enough to spark and get me up off my rear end and get back to doing what I know God's called me to do. But in the meantime, over the past few weeks, a lot has changed. And a lot of times we have to realize that we go through seasons and we go through chapters in our life, and we have to be willing to turn the page. We have to be willing to let that old chapter go, to let that old season go, so God can move us into that next chapter, to that next season, because he's always looking to advance us. That's the one thing we have to realize about how God works, is he never wants us to be still. He never wants us to become complacent. He always wants to move us from level to level to level. That's how he works. And that complacency can sneak up on you sometimes, because the world and the people around you will beat you down. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, about how to guard against some of this stuff. The first thing I want to do is we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about a total recap of 2013. We're going to review. We're going to sum up 2013 in about 15 minutes. Then we're going to talk about, we're going to bring up again what we talked about before, which is the problem that we're seeing with American Christianity, with the American church, and what the solutions are to that. We're going to talk a lot about what the Bible says about being lukewarm, where the Bible says, be neither hot nor cold. Be either hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. That's a huge statement, and I believe that we're living in a country that is lukewarm as a whole. Not just in church, not just in Christianity, but in life in general. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some new things that we're going to be introducing this year. They're going to be starting very soon. Some of the ways that we're going to use the people that we're surrounded by and their talents and their gifts and their areas of expertise to bring those things to you. Anything from business coaching to health and fitness, which I was on my own health and fitness business for 20 years. We're going to bring that to you. And then we're going to bring up a few principles on achieving your goals. And at the end of the show, when it's all done, we're going to introduce you to a new member of our ministry that will be a part of every week on Hip Hop National with Crimson Line Ministries. And that's a real special guest, and you're gonna want to stick around because you don't want to miss this. I think this is going to add a lot to the show. I don't want to give too much away. I'll let the guests do that for us. So anyway, we've got a lot to cover. So we're going to go ahead and break for some commercials and some music, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life, but hey, I'ma give you my word. Anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want?
What you want?
You're going through, call on God, he take anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you, probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what, my dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit, left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look, you doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is, that's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to steal me. But I'm still iller, God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you.
Look. What you want, baby, baby, I got it.
Well, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. All right, let's get started. Let's go back and talk about 2013 a little bit, because we have to recognize that the things that have been taught and the things that we see now in the American church and the way that people view their relationship with God, his activity in our lives, what we expect from him on a daily basis, how our prayers are always centered around asking God what he can or will do for us and not about what we can do for him. It's interesting that the phone call that came from Hip Hop National that really flipped the switch in me to get me back on my feet, the prayer that was prayed the night before the phone call took place was a prayer that said, God, use me to do your will. In other words, this individual reached out to God and said, what can I do for you? The next morning he woke up, and I've never spoken to this individual personally before. But the next day he woke up and it was on his mind, call Pastor Chris. And I just had a conversation 30 minutes prior to this individual calling, saying we're missing in action, we've dropped off the face of the earth, we shut everything down for a period of time, and nobody's reached out. Nobody's reached out, and then the phone rings. That's how God works. It's not about us getting on our knees and begging him for stuff. It's about saying, what can I do for you? How I want you to use me. And if we tell him that, he'll use you if you're willing to listen. So that age-old question is, are we just randomly going through this life, taking what life gives us, believing in God, and by believing in him, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose again in 3 days, that gives me a free pass to heaven, and I get through life the best way I can, and then I die, and then I've got eternity with God. Was that the intent, or was there another plan? And I would be hard-pressed for anyone to take me through the Bible and prove to me that that's the case, that we're just randomly floating through life, taking what life gives us, doing the best that we can. That's not what my Bible tells me. My Bible tells me that I was created for a purpose. My Bible tells me that God knew me before the foundations of the earth. My Bible tells me that he had a plan for me. The Bible tells me that God created a kingdom and placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and placed them in the kingdom and crowned them with his glory. And remember, glory means likeness. Crowned them with his stuff and said, now I want you to rule this kingdom the same way I rule my kingdom here in heaven, and gave them everything they needed to do that. Everything that was in him, the way he operated. The Bible tells us that the way he created the world was through his words, the breath of God. He spoke and it appeared. And he gave Adam and Eve the same thing, the ability to speak things into existence. You name it, you call it what you want to call it, and that's what it is. That is a kingdom principle that's been in place since day one. And then the Bible tells us that because of the fall, that the kingdom, we lost the kingdom. We lost the ability to rule that kingdom. Our power was stripped of us. So we wandered through a wilderness for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, just taking what the earth gave and doing the best they could. And God said, this wasn't my plan, so we've got to do something to give mankind a second chance. So he sent his son. Jesus comes on the scene, teaches us everything we need to know about this kingdom that we live in. He spends his whole life talking about a kingdom. The kingdom is like, the kingdom is like, the kingdom is like. And then he dies. He's resurrected in 3 days. Before he leaves, he tells everyone around him, listen, I did this for you. I did this to release the curse on this earth that was put on it way back when Adam and Eve were here. I've released the curse. You've got a fresh start. And I'm sending you a helper. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that came on me when I was baptized by John the Baptist. The same Holy Spirit that operated through me. All the miracles, all the healings, all of the casting out demons, everything that was done through the power of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus walked in the fullness of the Holy Spirit his entire life. That's how he was able to walk on water. That's how he was able to perform these miracles. It was by walking in the power and submitting to the Father, submitting to the Spirit, never doing anything on his own. The Bible said he looked up. What he saw the Father do, that's what he did. He didn't run off on his own. He didn't come up with a better way to do things. Because if we remember, there was one very key figure in the Bible that decided that they had a better way of doing things, and that was Satan himself. But everything Jesus did, he did by the power of the Holy Spirit, and everything he saw the Father do. And when he left, he said, I'm sending you the same Holy Spirit. And when I leave, I'm giving you the ability to do all the things that I have done and even greater things than these you will do. And what we saw was just like we saw when Jesus was alive. We saw the multitudes of people that lined up for the healings, that lined up when there was a problem, that lined up when they were hungry. They always came to Jesus when they wanted something. But when Jesus would ever ask anything of them, the crowd shrunk from multitudes, from thousands, down to 12. 12 were left standing because those were the 12 that were willing to lay down their lives for him and to do what he told them to do. And not much changed after he went and sat down at the right hand of the Father. There were those who went out and started churches, and it became more and more religious as time went on. And all of these religious do's and don'ts and ceremonies and feasts and all of these things that Jesus never taught anybody, but they, all of their holiness and self-righteousness, they decided to put a wrapping paper on this whole thing and a bow around it. And they started to speak a different language, just almost like they weren't even real anymore. And you can see that when you go into churches today. Isn't it funny how the language changes from the parking lot to the sanctuary? As soon as you walk into the sanctuary, it's amazing the things that you'll hear. That is a religious spirit. Those are religious do's and don'ts and traditions that have been made of men, not of God. But we made it look the way we wanted it to look. We created a language that we speak that most people don't even understand. But the problem is, and this is a lot of what we talked about in 2013, is we have a major identity crisis. Not only in the secular world, not only in the church world, but in the secular world as well, we don't know who we are anymore. It doesn't matter who we are. We live in a day where I get to decide, I can even decide what gender I want to be now. Well, I was born a boy, but I don't really feel like being a boy. I want to be a girl. Okay, have at it. I was born a girl, but I don't really want to be a girl. I want to be a boy. Well, hey, do your thing. But we've reached a point where we take the things of the Bible, we take the laws of God, we take the things that are very clear, that are very clear in the Bible, and we pick and choose the things that we want to believe and the things we don't want to believe. We distort the things of the Bible to match our own agendas based on our own lifestyles, no matter what that lifestyle is. And I would never pick on one particular lifestyle, because in God's eyes, no sin is greater than another sin. But the bottom line is, we've reached a point that Christians are no longer willing to call sin, sin. Two and two is no longer four. We stand up for nothing. We use Jesus' name. We use the name of God. We post it on Facebook every day. You know, thank you, Jesus, for another beautiful day. And Jesus is in control of my life. But we're painting this picture of our life that's not accurate. That's not an accurate portrayal of our life behind the scenes. Because we live in a world now where we can hide a lot more than we used to be able to hide. See, we can hide behind Facebook, and we can hide behind Twitter, and we can place all these wonderful pictures on Instagram that paint our lives in a light that is, for all intents and purposes, false. It's a fake portrayal of our life. But none of this is ever going to change. None of this is ever going to change until we buy in to this truth. This truth that's revealed throughout the Bible, that we are sons and daughters of God, that we are co-heirs with Christ. Everything that Christ had, the power that Jesus walked in, the things that he did, the miracles that he performed, the lives that he touched, the cultures that he impacted, that we have the ability, not through our own power, not through our own talent, not through our own gifts, but through the power of the Holy Spirit to do those exact same things. But that's easier said than done. And I've experienced that myself. Because it's one thing to get up and preach these things every week and to spend time with God and study his word and be face down on the floor in tears saying, God, show me, God, show me. The Bible's full of these verses that say, so that the world may know, these things must happen so that the world may know. And because these things are not happening, Christianity as a whole is being snuffed out. Christianity as a whole is becoming the laughingstock of the world. Christianity is moving farther and farther down the rung of credible religions. Christians are being labeled as bigots. They're being labeled as racist, as hating women, as ignorant. And as far as the United States, the Department of Homeland Security, we're being labeled as domestic terrorists. This is no coincidence, because the Bible tells us that this is what's going to happen. And I believe as these things start to happen more and more, and these are things that, for those of you that are listening, these are things you need to really look into. Don't take my word for these things. Look them up. Find out for yourself. It's one thing for me to sit here and say that the Department of Homeland Security has labeled Christians, people who are pro-life, people who believe in end times prophecy, people who identify themselves with this sect of religion, are classified as domestic terrorists. All you have to do is Google it. It's there. I actually have the 300-and-something page document that it's written in, because the Department of Homeland Security releases these things every year. These things are happening because the Bible says they're going to happen. And I believe as they start to happen more and more, there will be a fraction, a very small percentage of Christians who will separate themselves from the masses. The multitudes will shrink down to few, who are willing to stand up for what they believe in, who are willing to stand up for the name of Jesus Christ, who will not blend in and say, well, man, that's just the way it, that's the way the world is, and so I need to conform. Most people conform, not just to Christianity, not just to religion. They conform to everything around them. Our identity is molded by the environment around us. We become what we hang out with. We become what we listen to. We become what we watch on television, in movies. We become the crowd that we hang around with. That's just the way we are. And I get it. I completely get those things. But my job is to break free from the status quo. The status quo of every time you enter into a church or every time you hear a sermon, that somehow there's a prophet or a prophetess or a preacher or a pastor or a bishop or somebody telling you that tomorrow your life is going to change, that somehow tomorrow you're going to experience favor from God based on nothing that you've done, not based on how you live your life, not based on your obedience to your father, not based on anything, just based on a random act of kindness from God the Father saying, you know what, I know that he's not really doing anything that I'm asking him to do. I know that he's willfully disobeying everything that I'm telling him to do, from his relationships to his money to his business to his relationship with his employer or employee. I know that he's disobedient. But you know what? I'm feeling kind of generous today, so I think I'm going to rain down some blessings on him. It's never worked that way, and it never will. We will experience God's grace, and the biggest grace and the most profound example of God's grace that I've ever experienced is when I have literally turn my back on God when I've had enough, when I've tried to do things my way, time and time again, he always shows me a door. He always opens a door, shows me a door, points me in the right direction to get back on track with him. He gives me chance after chance after chance to come back to him, to seek him, so I can experience what he has for me. That is the most amazing grace that you could ever experience. And we take those things for granted. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, I can look back on 2013, and I can look and see where God showed up so many times. There were circumstances where people were going through specific things that would break most people, that would cause people to give up and say, I'm done, but God showed up and pretty much handed people left and right everything that they needed at the time to give them a little bit more hope that things were, that he was bringing them out of this season, that he was bringing them out of this chapter into another chapter where things were going to look better. And time after time after time, it didn't take long. And I am just as guilty of this as anybody, and God forgive me for this. But he reaches down, and he's active in our lives, and he shows us that he's there. And it doesn't take long before we go into the next chapter, that we go into the next season, and we're already complaining about the season that he brought us into. Father, thank you for bringing me out of where I was. Thank you for giving me everything that I had prayed for. But, you know, I wish you would have done more. And it doesn't take long for the complaints to start setting in again. And, again, I'm just as guilty of that as anyone. You know, the Bible says in Revelation 3, chapter 3, verse 15, it says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And I'm going to say something, because I can say this on this radio show, and one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to be more and more real each week. But you know what? Sometimes there's just an accurate way to put something. And that verse in the Bible is God telling us to stop doing everything half-ass. God, as real as it gets. Because that's how we do everything. We give a little bit of effort, and then we expect amazing things to happen. But let me tell you this. If there's something in this world that we want, we go after it, and we've talked about this before. We won't sleep. We won't eat. We will do anything in our power to get what we want, and it always has to do with a thing. It always has to do with money, a house, a car, a girl, a boy, a man, a woman. It always has to do with a thing. We will go after it with reckless abandon and will not be denied. But we won't do that for God. We use his name. We wear the name tag that says I'm a Christian. We attend Christian functions. We do our thing, whether it be our charity thing and whatever it is we're doing, and we put the name of Jesus on it. And at the end of the day, everything that was done was through human hands and through human effort. Because when God moves in big, big ways. But those ways don't happen unless we're able to be completely obedient to him and completely submit to him. Because we get excited sometimes about these when I've preached over the past 10 months, 12 months, and these new principles that we're introducing that most people hadn't even heard before. We get excited about these things. We get excited about this idea that the principle of sowing and reaping, this principle of if you're not giving, you're not getting. And we say, there we go. You're right. I'm robbing God. The Bible told me I was robbing him. Okay, I believe it. I'm robbing him. So I'm not going to rob him anymore. Now I'm going to give God what's his, and then I'm going to sow. I'm going to sow the seed, and I'm going to do it with reckless abandon, and I'm going to do it through faithfulness, and I'm going to do it through obedience. And we get excited about it just like we get excited about a new diet on January 1st, or we get excited about it, about a new season of NCIS or a new season of our favorite television show, and we're all excited, and then we sit back and wait. And then 3 days pass, and well, good night, I planted that seed 3 days ago. Where's my money? 2 weeks pass. 2 months pass. And that excitement starts to fade. This isn't about our excitement. This is about obedience. That's all this is about. It's all about obedience. We all have goals. And we all have dreams. I used to have more dreams than I do now when I was younger. And I finally reached a point in my life that, and I thank God for this, that I reached a point in my life where I say, you know what, it's no longer about me. I have children. I have people that I'm responsible to, I'm responsible for. And my job is to be obedient to God and to lay my life down for him, and to lay my life down for the people around me. My dreams and goals no longer matter. That's not the case with everybody. But you have two choices. And this is something as I was praying leading up to tonight's show, because I didn't really prepare for tonight's show in a way of preparing a sermon. The title of this message was Real Talk with Pastor Chris, and I just wanted to talk to everybody. But as I was praying, this is the one thing that really stood out, is that we all have things that we're working toward. I'd like to see this ministry grow in a lot of different areas. I'd like to expand the things that we're doing and the things that we offer. To keep teaching these principles in multiple areas of our everyday lives, business and health and those kinds of things. We all have, there are those out there who are in business, who are trying to grow a business. There are those out there who are trying to improve their relationships. And you name it, everybody deals with that on a daily basis. But I believe God just, this really became very clear, that you have a choice. If there's something that really means a lot to you, that you, it's just burning in you, that you can't sleep at night because that's all this on your mind. I want to grow Hip Hop National Radio. I want to be the best at my profession. I want to do whatever it is you want to do. You have two choices. You can either achieve those things by implementing the principles that God laid out to achieve those things. And we've talked about this before, that there's nothing in the Bible that God did not teach us about. Relationships, business, you name it, it's in there. He tells us exactly how to do everything that we could possibly want or need to do here on this earth. So you can either follow those principles in every aspect of what you're trying to do, or you can implement the world's way of doing things. But here's the kicker. If you implement the world's way of doing things, you are literally turning your back on God. You are literally telling God, I don't like the way you told me to do it. I don't agree with the way you told me to do it. The world tells me this will work because I'm able to look at these people that have achieved these things, and I'm going to do it their way because I can see it. That's a normal human reaction. That's a normal human response. If we see it, I need to be able to touch it, smell it, feel it, taste it. I need to be able to wrap my head around this. So obviously that works, and it does. In the world, it does. But remember, the Bible says that God wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, above all that we can see, above all that the examples of what the world does. That's what he wants to do through us. And those things can only be achieved by operating by his principles and his laws. Because if we're operating by the world's principles and the world's laws, but yet using the name of Jesus at the same time, then what does that make us? That makes us lukewarm. And when we're lukewarm, what does the Bible say? I will vomit you out of my mouth. In other words, he's saying, you make me sick because you're embarrassing me. You're making a mockery of my name because everything in this book is attached to my name. I put my stamp on it. I wrote the book. So when you use my name and you go off and do things your way, you're making a mockery of my word and a mockery of me, and you make me sick. Now, sometimes we don't see the evidence of us making him sick right away. But I'm reaching a point in my life that I'm getting to the point where I'm kind of scared to find out what that really looks like. We're reaching a point in this country, specifically in this country, and you're going to see this over the course of this year and the course of 2015 and 2016, that there are going to be more and more instances where you see an opportunity to stand up for your faith. And there's examples out there of people standing up for their faith in all the wrong ways. And hopefully that's where we come in, to be able to help you to be able to stand up with love and compassion and intelligence. And the truth, where the truth is so written on your brain and written on your heart that it's second nature for these things to come out. I feel like we've always done a pretty good job of being real. We've always done a pretty good job of just telling it like it is and not packaging this thing in a hyper-religious type atmosphere. You know, I'm one of those guys, I don't like titles too much. I don't mind. I'd rather somebody call me Chris than Pastor Chris. But we're going to attempt, as we move forward, to even be more transparent and more real. Because we're living in a real world that we wake up every day. Everybody's going to wake up tomorrow morning, and there's going to be a new set of frustrations, a new set of challenges, a new set of obstacles that we need to overcome. And there was a part of me for the longest time that said, you know, we're doing a radio show, and that really eliminates the fellowship aspect of all of this. But one of the things I learned this week, that there's a little more fellowship than I really thought. I experienced a closeness to somebody that I've never met, more of a closeness with him than I experienced with people that I've been ministering to for a year. And that leads me to my last point. This is vitally important. I'm a pretty stubborn guy. I'm accused of letting people take advantage of me. I'm accused of letting people run all over me. I'm the guy that people describe as, Chris, nothing's a big deal to Chris. So when I was warned over the years, numerous times, by men a lot wiser than I'll ever be, when they warned me about relationships, they warned me that there will be times in your life that you have to, that it is an absolute necessity to cut people loose, let them go, show them the door, escort them out. You must do these things because there are going to be people in your life, Chris, that are going to lead you away from God, that are going to suck the life out of you to such an extent that it will have an effect on everybody else in your life. And I was told this by several people in over the past 20 years of my life. So every time those situations would come, when I would hear the voices of those wise men who told me, now's the time, show them the door, show them the door, it was always me who said, you know what, I've got to keep trying. I've got to keep trying. Well, 2013 taught me a lot of valuable lessons, and I think I finally got the point. And I'm getting better at it each day. And we have to get better at this. There are people in your life that will build you up, that will lead you closer to God, that are willing to walk this road with you and will be there no matter what. And then there are those in your life that lead you away from God. Not necessarily lead you away from God in a literal way. They'll do it through their personalities. You will reach out to them. You will extend your hand to them. You will help them. You will do whatever you can, but you'll never see a change. They'll tell you what you want to hear at the right times, but when adversity comes, when the challenges come, you'll see that old person creep back in. You'll see the anger. You'll see the selfishness. You'll see the bitterness. You'll see the hatefulness. You'll see all of these things creep back in when times get tough. And those are the times that it shows you, this person isn't listening to me. This person doesn't care about me at all. They only care about what I have to offer them. Guys, we have to clean house. I'm not talking about not giving people second chances. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's being honest enough with the people around you that said, brother, sister, I'm heading in this direction. There's nothing you can do or say that's going to get me to turn around and go back. So either you're with me or you're against me, because I'm going to stop. I have to. I have to stop letting you suck the life out of me. I have to eliminate this frustration from my life. I have to align myself with people who are like-minded, who love the Lord, who are seeking the Lord. We're all at different levels in our own spiritual journey. We're all at different levels. I'm not saying not to be tolerant of that. But at least we're heading in the same direction. We have to do that. And I'm learning that lesson the hard way. But it's helping a lot. It's helping a lot. I hope that those of you that are listening, for those of you who listen to this message when it becomes archived and you come back and listen to it, start inviting your friends. Share the link. Share something with them. Get them to listen, because we're starting fresh. We're starting new. We've been given a second chance. We experienced grace from Hip Hop National Radio by them allowing us to take a short break and to pick back up and start new. And we're not going to take that lightly. So we're going to even be more committed and work harder at making sure that each week we bring you something, more truth, more knowledge, more information, and hopefully more entertainment, as you're going to see here real soon, to help you prepare for hard times, prepare for where the world's going, and to be able to flourish and to be able to prosper in a time that we're going to see that a lot of people are going to stop prospering. That's the point. That's what my Bible tells me. The Bible tells me that through my obedience, I will prosper when the world won't. Tuning in, tell your friends, share the links, hook up with us on Facebook at Crimson Line Ministries, Crimson Line Ministries and Crimson Line Church on Twitter. Stay plugged in. We'll let you know of a lot of new programs and a lot of things that we're going to be doing starting here very soon. But with that said, let's take a short break for commercials and music, and we'll come back and we're going to introduce our new guest who's going to be joining us starting next Sunday, February the 2nd. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me.
See if you're ready to promote your record. Hi, Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine,
a national flyer buddy system,
an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Well, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. That was Holy Spirit. All right, guys, now's the time of the show where we take some calls. But before we take some calls, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce who's going to be a new part of our show every week. This is somebody that I've known for quite a while, and she's got some really unique insights on not only the church, but on life in general, because she's been around for a long, long time. And so without saying too much, let me introduce my good friend, Mother Agnes. Mother Agnes, are you there?
Hey there, Pastor Chris. It's Mother Agnes.
How are you?
I'm doing all right there. You know, I really like what you were saying about them church folks. You know, I agreed. I feel the same way. Them church folks, they just is hypnocritical.
I understand. Hypnocritical. That's a new word. Mother Agnes, you have just an awesome way of putting things. I love that.
Yes, sir. I've been around for a long time. Like you said, I was born back in D.C. I was born before Coca-Cola, Pastor Chris.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
We are so excited. We know next week we're going to actually kick off. You're going to have your own section of our show that you're going to give us some insight on life and relationships and the church and all of these things. So we know if you've been around before Coca-Cola, then you've seen it. You've been there, done that, got the T-shirt to prove it and all that good stuff. So we're super excited about having you on the show every week.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. And I tell you what, I'm really glad this is radio and not TV, because I ain't even got to put on my wig, ain't got to put on my glasses, ain't even got to put my dentures in. Lord have mercy, I like this radio. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. You can just come as you are.
Yes, like you go to church, like the Bible says.
I understand. Well, Mother Agnes, we're not going to take up too much of your time. We just look forward to next week, and we wanted to thank you for coming on tonight just to introduce yourself, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. You keep telling that, preaching that word. I tell you what, that's Chris, you something else. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, y'all.
Good night. All right. Well, that's Mother Agnes, and that was just a little glimpse. She can be a mess, just an absolute mess. I'm going to have to talk to her before each show, because we might have to censor a little bit, because if she starts going off, she'll really go off. She gets real passionate about certain things, especially when it comes to the church. So anyway, let's move on to our call-in section with some questions. I think we have a 678-836 number on the line.
Oh, hello.
Yes, this is Pastor Chris.
I'm just wondering, what kind of, like, rap music are you into?
What kind of rap music I'm into?
Yeah.
I'm going to be I'm going to be honest. I am not really that into rap. I think when I was younger, I think I was talking to somebody the other day, and, of course, I listened to a little bit of Tupac, yeah. And I listened to Eminem and that kind of thing. But over the last 10, 15 years, I haven't listened to a whole lot of rap. I have to just be honest with you.
What are you into right now? I'm just curious.
Really like listening to gospel.
I
listen to gospel, and then listen to a lot of stuff that I've listened to for a long time, whether it be, Third Day, and I'm a big Third Day fan. And then, of course, on the secular side, not a whole lot. As a matter of fact, I don't listen to as much music as I used to. So when I do listen to music, I'm usually listening to gospel these days.
Oh, wow. So I take it you changed for the Holy Light, I take it.
What's that?
I said I take it you took a change for the Holy. That's a good thing.
For the Holy Life. I've never put it that heard it put that way. I guess the best way to put it is that, one of the things that I teach is that we, and I said this in the sermon tonight, is that we become what we feed ourselves. It's kind of that old story about the old Native American chief who told his grandson, he said, there are two wolves living inside of us, and there's an evil one and a good one. He said, which one is the strongest? And he said, the one you feed.
That's good.
So I try my best to be careful about what I watch and what I listen to and things like that, but I'm not so self-righteous and holier than thou that I don't branch out every once in a while just to see what's going on out there.
Yeah, man, I feel it. I used to be the same way. I used to listen to 8-Pack and all that stuff, and, my life used to be so down in the dumps and turned for the better. Listening to all the...
Well, that's awesome, man. What's your name?
My name is David.
Well, David, it's nice to meet you, and we're certainly glad you listened in tonight. And
Ravioli, give me the formula.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate you calling in. All right, I believe Raw Dog's on the line. Raw Dog, you there?
Hello, Pastor Willingham. I'm going to make a statement. I've listened to you, but I've never raised my hand. And I raised my hand tonight because I've always been a child of God. And being a child of God, I took it as a personal side rather than trying to be part of the congregation. And I have appreciated your sermons, and I've listened, and you've been inspiring. And I missed you when you took a little time off. But then I in talking with you, everybody goes through a crossroads, and you're only human. And you're inspirational. And I'm sorry I didn't raise my hand before, because I didn't realize that you, like a lot of other people, this radio land, you never know who you're touching. Well, there have been times that you have given me inspiration. There's been times when I realized that even though I may not talk and preach the gospel, that the belief and the faith and the courage and the blessings that God has given me that have brought harmony to my life. I'm not the riches and not the spoils of the world, but just the harmony. And when I listen to you talk, there's a warmth that comes behind the faith and understanding that, everybody goes through trials and tribulations, but they're lessons. They're tests to understand, are you really a faithful person in believing in God, you know, and I listened to you this evening, and I raised my hand because I appreciate you. I know it's not easy, but I don't want you to give up because there are so many individuals that just need to hear the word, to understand that, you know, you don't have to dress up and go inside of the church itself, but you can bring God into the temple of your heart by just allowing your ears to hear the word, to inspire you to go through another week. You know, you made the statement about people and in the church, you know, to me it was just a fashion show. And then I had friends that were in the church, and I found out that they were hypocrites. They would talk and preach the gospel, but when it came time for them and their actions and their behavior, I didn't see it. And it bothered me. And then I realized that it wasn't my responsibility. I needed to hear the word. So maybe they were given the word to give to me, and I to walk my own path and to be my own individual. And as a child of God, it helped me, because then I could stand back and see them going through things because they didn't practice what they were preaching. And I didn't want those things to happen to me. So they were the lessons that God gave me to see, you know. And the faith, my faith has grown stronger over the years because I learned without God, I was lost. And I appreciate you, and I want you to continue on. And I don't want you to think that you're not supported. I want you to know you're appreciated, that, hey, you know, it just may not seem that you have a crowd out there that's cheering and going, thank you, but I'm saying thank you to you personally, because I believe that God sent you. I'm here on the phone, and you gave me a message today that gives me courage for tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So thank you.
Brother, I appreciate that. I don't even know what else to say after that. That's thank you. Thank you very much. That means a lot.
And thank
you. Your lines are lit up tonight, so you got about four others right now have raised their hand. So just to let everybody know, we're coming to all of you guys, and we come to 859 first, 513 Skeet Willie, and we're going to come to 661. But I'm going to go ahead and start with 859 first. You're welcome to Hip Hop National. Please state where you're calling in from and your question or comment.
I'm calling in from Richmond, Kentucky.
All right.
Hello,
and
Pastor Chris.
Hello, Pastor Chris.
Hello,
this
ma'am.
This is my
How
first
are you?
Time listening to you. I'm fine. I'm just listening in, and you know, I'm a distant relative of Mother Agnes there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So she gave me time. I'm not going to hold you up.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you listening in, and thank you for raising your hand and introducing yourself. That's awesome.
Sure. You only thing you got to do, I'm a prophetess. Only thing you got to do is the truth. Just give them the truth. That's what's going to
yes,
break
ma'am.
The shells is the truth, because there's a great falling away, and it's in the Word.
Yes, ma'am. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Well, we're going to keep doing our best. And,
I'm with you.
I think this was all for a reason. I think this this little break that we took, and because we come back tonight, and all of a sudden the phone lines are lighting up. So this is interesting. This is making me want to run a lap somewhere. So this is good. So thank you again for dialing in.
You're welcome.
Area code 513. Please state your name.
Hey, how
where
you
calling
Chris?
In from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello,
this is Pastor Chris.
Oh, all right. Hey, how's it going, Pastor Chris? My name is Hank. I'm calling from Arlen, Texas. And I just wanted to ask you something. I kind of wanted to get your advice on a matter. All right, so just a couple days ago, I was walking down the street, you know, minding my own business. I live on Rainy Street. I was walking my dog, Lady Bird, and we're going down the street, and, you know, someone yelled at me from across the street, and they yelled, oh, I don't like saying it. They yelled, "Hey, what boy?" And I looked over, and there was three black guys, and I didn't really know what to do. I was just like, what? And I'm a guy, you know, I'm a Christian man. I live in Arlen, Texas. I sell propane. I go to a small station full of nice Christian people. So you know what I did? And this is the thing. I don't know if I did the right thing. I yelled, "Hey, nice meeting you, black boys."
All right,
next caller.
Next caller.
Next caller.
Then we're going to go to area code. We're going to go to Skeet Willie. Skeet Willie, please state your name, where you're calling in from. Got a question or comment. And next caller, 661-748. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. And 347-352, please state your name, where you're calling in from. You got people climbing tonight, yes. Pastor Chris, but that's how it happens sometimes.
Why we need you, Pastor Chris, because...
You just got people climbing.
My goodness.
Elite,
but guess what?
Elite
you're
Molly.
New.
Elite,
yeah,
welcome to podcast. And you're gone. Okay. And 859-9979. Okay. Pastor Chris, your lines are lighting up. I don't know what these people are doing, but they're there. 347-352. Okay. Pastor Chris?
The Cleaver Cardinals are ready for pickup.
Pastor Chris?
Yes, sir.
I hate to say it, but, hey, at least they're tuned in.
Can you tell?
This is all new. I don't know what this is about. But I don't know.
Oh,
it's
about God. It's God is working miracles.
That's what it is. God's working miracles, and they need
the
word. They need the word, buddy.
Definitely.
I guess
please
so.
Be with us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, guys, unless you want to go to some more lines, why don't we close this one out in prayer? We'll quit while we're ahead on this one.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Father, we just thank you so much tonight for this time we had together. Thank you for your word. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for being active in our lives. Father, just convict us on a daily basis to just seek you and to seek your will and to be obedient to you and to wake up every morning and just before we even put our feet on the floor saying, Lord, just point me in the direction that I'm supposed to go today. Lead me to the people that I'm supposed to touch, lead me to the phone and have me just call somebody that I haven't called in a while just to build them up, just to see how they're doing. Because we've seen the power of what that does, of being obedient. Father, we thank you so much for your son that you sent to die for us to give us a second chance. Father, bring us back together next week. Keep us in peace and bless us as we go into this week. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Willie. Man.
God bless you.
God bless you, buddy. Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Closer to my king.
Yeah. We back. G2G. What you say, Mike? What you say, Zay? Let's tell him where we're trying to be.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King.
Yeah, I wanna be closer
closer than closeness to the host, the creator of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and that's God, you see. So we stay with the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, Zay is me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the king. Yeah, and on his wings is we. Yeah, the G2G. Cause we give the glory to he. Yeah, and never take it for keeps. Yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech. Yeah, we aiming to teach. Yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God. So we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs. Our Father, please, you can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Every day we live for the day. E-S-U-S, believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1, yeah, 7, you see. I'm practicing on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching. Yeah, so I study my Bible. No more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that. So when I say you're strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be, closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. But so was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings, or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. St. John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be.
And whatever it is that's got a hold on me, I just needed to let go. Yo, Flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders. I'm carrying boulders. They bury my soldiers. Right now it's scary. I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers. Want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind. I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time. I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind. I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind. Jacob will never pretend. So don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I can lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I can take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own,
as I bleed.
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave,
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown,
so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own,
as I bleed.
I can see
what it
it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So even a taste is bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. Was so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sorta had me sorta misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived to say my goodbyes. Tripping over egos and lies, never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plans. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec while I release from the noose.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I've grown.
There will be marching. We thou shalt. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering. We in the west. Song will be shouting. We in the north.
They will be marching. We down south.
Every day that this world changed. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in. And this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, homie. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Don't 4-5 them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching, we're down south.
So they will
they
be.
They will be gathering, and
we need
the
law.
Be
We want this world to be a better place. We can't do it without you. We need you. Everybody's going through something out there. Put your trust in the Lord.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.